I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the gay civil war prompted by gays over COVID, how we spent our New Year's Eve, whether or not drag queens are essential workers, and how we plan to eliminate all children from weddings. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community over at patreon.com/psychobabble.
Hello there, you boy. Hello, boy.
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Oh. Happy New Year. Oh, you
that's
make
a kazoo.
That's one of those horn noises. Oh God. At my little brother's wedding, they had some of those paper horns like the one you're doing. Keep in mind, this was 2019 pre-COVID days. And there were lots of little kids running around blowing those horns. So you know what I did? Took them.
You shot the child.
Took them, broke them all in half, and threw them all away.
You're fun. You're fun at weddings. You're fun with children.
I love bullying children. Listen,
hey,
my mom gave me those horns that you blow. Yeah.
Those horns that you blow are kind of air weapons. In these day and ages.
Noise pollution, I think, is what you were looking for.
It's noise pollution, but what I'm saying is you're blowing air in a direction.
Well, that's
like
this was
concentrated bullets of air.
This was pre-COVID, but like I
in
said...
In COVID times, that's dangerousio.
It was definitely noise pollution. There were other wedding guests who thought someone should take those horns away from these children. So you know what I did?
You killed the child.
Took the horns from the children.
I'm still ready for you to kill the child. I feel like... Children at weddings, it's a no for me.
Hey, listen, it wasn't my wedding. A lot of my friends have had weddings that they say no kids allowed.
That's how it needs to be done. I don't care that you can't find a babysitter. It's actually a great excuse for you to say no to coming to the wedding. I would save money on your dinner. I don't want to feed your dumb child who's not going to want to eat the good dinner. All of this doesn't add up.
Leave your kid at home. Have you had a good dinner at a wedding?
No. Well, actually, yes, I have. I went to a wedding a couple years ago where it was all family style per table. And so it was like unlimited whatever you wanted, which I loved.
You can't do that anymore. Individual buffet at a table?
Yes. Each table had its own buffet of food.
Oh, God, I loved it. I feel bad for the people who were at your table with you.
Why?
Honey loves a buffet.
Yes, she does. Hey, I'm still hurting to go to Cece's.
What, that pizza place?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for years now, and I've really worked up the courage to go this year, but now, you know, buffets are out.
I think Jackson, Michigan has a Cece's, does it not?
Well, then I'm not traveling currently.
Same.
Do you have any reason why you're not traveling?
Yeah.
Hey, how was Puerto Vallarta for New Year's, Corey?
The pandemic's not over just because you're over.
Corey,
what?
How was PV?
Oh, wow. Can't you tell I'm just tan, glistening?
Corey went to Puerto Vallarta for New Year's.
You better correct yourself.
Corey did not go to Puerto
Vallarta. Corey did not. Corey sat in his living room and got stoned and played Smash Brothers as the little pig girls.
Okay, work. I went to the desert. I went to, it's called... Well, what is it called? Trona Pinnacles.
Do you need like a pass for that, or can you just drive your car up into the middle of nowhere?
Well, some places where you want to camp, you need permits. But there's a lot of places, if you look up BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but Bureau of Land Management, it's like open land that you're allowed to go to, no permit. There's like people will bring their ATVs or their drones or like it's kind of like a anything goes type of vibe.
Or like, that big steel pole and just put it in the ground for a week.
Yes. Hey, I saw there was one of those in San Francisco that was made out of gingerbread.
What? I hate
a monolith. Anyway, so yeah, I went to Trona Pinnacles, which is where Gaga filmed Stupid Love music video.
Okay.
Yes. And
did you listen to Stupid Love while you were there?
I did. I put on Chromatica for a moment.
Did it get chilly con queso?
It was actually perfect weather in the daytime, but we arrived at night, and which makes it very difficult to find like a little camping site because you're like, you see fires around, so you kind of can tell how close you are to other people.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell like what the terrain is, and it's very rocky. Like my Jetta could never, like I couldn't go there. But we found a little spot and set up our camp and set up the tent, made a fire, and it was pitch black because there's like no light pollution at all. And we looked at my watch and it was like 6 p.m. And I'm like, oh my God, we have 6 hours until midnight. Like, are we staying up for this? So we went to bed and
set an alarm.
Which was not needed because you could hear everyone screaming all around the desert.
Really?
At midnight, which was really cute. Yeah.
It reminds me of like just parking and camping outside. Like that reminds me of the scary movie Wolf Creek. Have you ever seen it?
No. Don't tell me about that shit because I am so petrified the whole night. I kept sitting up and like listening intently. And yeah. It was not gentle for me.
Well, don't watch Wolf Creek. It's based in Australia, so I'm sure that would never happen in your desert.
Well, we keep a hatchet in the tent with us.
You were gonna say a handgun, a nine millimeter.
No, I keep my my celebration kazoo just in case I need to breathe on an intruder.
In case you, but
yeah,
need
we
to
went to Trona Pinnacles, and it was stunning. The sunset the next day, like we stayed for another night and we watched the sunset and it was beautiful. The whole day during the day on New Year's Day, we like just explored the terrain and we made like a little rock.
Did you leave
fire pit?
How far away from your car do you venture?
Oh, well, we brought bikes so we could like bike around.
Oh. Well, see, that's how the guy in Wolf Creek gets him, is their car is just left alone for a while, and then he cuts the wires and stuff, and then he's all, I'll help you.
We were only around for a second. Anyway, it's really nice because people really are, well, it was kind of like a lot of straight people on ATVs with, like, American flags, which I don't want to feel triggered by that, but like in the current political climate, that really sends a message. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So, I didn't want to like, I couldn't really fag it up sometimes.
You had to leave your Chromatica jockstrap at home.
I was only in my Chromatica jockstrap.
You weren't allowed to see the balls drop in the way that you wanted to.
No. But, I did have to shit and there's no bathrooms. There's no water. There's no nothing. There's like, what you need. So we have this like little hand shovel that you can like scoop out and make a hole. But when I had to go shit, there was a drone flying around. And so I felt very exposed.
I don't love that. Did you should have brought a
watch?
Bring a slingshot and shoot it out of the sky.
With my poop?
Well, depends.
Maybe. It depends. I didn't pack my depends.
I mean, you could find a rock or like a crystal.
I didn't bring my crystals, though I did charge my crystals last week.
I remember.
Because there was a full moon.
You discussed it on the podcast. We let the people know. We alerted the media. We started a grassroots movement.
Anyway, so that was my New Year's. Do you feel any different? Is it a new vibe, new year?
Sure. I always welcome the New Year energy to my life. I downloaded an app for the new year that helps me like keep streaks of things that I want to do this year to help me stay on track. Obviously, running really helped with that last year because I ran 200 plus days in a row, which was great. I also did 100 push-ups every day in December, which was fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm jacked now.
Hey, I will say, push-ups every day. If you feel daunted by wanting to like improve your upper body strength, push-ups every day for a month, you will notice a difference.
Yeah.
Chest, arms, everything.
I flexed for a friend the other day and they said, your arms look bigger.
Oh,
yeah, they do, big boy.
Okay.
So anyways, I downloaded this like streak app. And it lets you kind of put in, I don't know, like 12 things that you want to try to do every day. So I put in like running and push-ups and drinking enough water and reading and writing. And so it's been a fun few days into the new year of making sure I'm doing all of those things that I want to do.
That's a good thing. I've seen people with calendars called Don't Break the Chain.
Yeah.
So like you just like keep Xing off the days that make sure you do everything. Yeah.
My dad used to get me a calendar every year for Christmas and he stopped a long time ago.
Wow.
Did you know 1 year, all I wanted was a Britney Spears calendar.
Did you get it?
So he bought the Britney Spears calendar and then he bought a cat calendar and then he ripped off the front and back cover of the cat calendar and overlaid it over the Britney Spears calendar and then slipped it back inside the little plastic so that it looked like a cat calendar when I opened it. And I was so mad, I just kind of discarded it and didn't even look. And then later that day, he said, hey, did you open that cat calendar? And it was a fucking Britney Spears calendar and he gave the cat calendar to my grandma.
Wow.
Do you remember like
the
malls?
Old switcheroo?
Do you remember malls used to have like a whole
calendar
kiosk?
Yes, bitch.
Bitch. My brother would be like, I want the Christina Aguilera calendar. I wanted the Britney Spears calendar. I think my
People
oldest
really liked
brother.
Calendars.
God, when I worked at the bank, all the fucking boomers would come in and be like, where's my free calendar?
Is that a thing?
God, the worst generation.
Oh, my God.
We might have ruined eating out to eat, but they really ruined free calendars.
Girl, they ruined a lot. They ruined the economy. They ruined democracy. They ruined... Like, I don't want to hear that we ended doorbells.
I saw... Oh, God. Well, they should invest in
They were
Ring.
Complaining that we put the doorbell industry out of business because we don't go up and ring the doorbell anymore.
What do we
just
do?
Text that we're outside.
We ding-dong ditch.
We text, I'm here.
Come on out.
I'm here. Hello. But bitch, I don't need a doorbell.
I was like, I watched a movie the other day where the dad was very disappointed because somebody just honked instead of coming to the door. Oh, it was Lady Bird. Did you ever see that?
Loved Lady Bird. Hey, I watched so many movies this week.
Did you? Anything on my account was rented?
No, but I was prompted to purchase something and I made sure that I went on my iTunes and not on your Amazon. So welcome.
God bless. What was it?
I watched Soul.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We saw Soul.
We loved it. I loved it. It was great.
Did you cry?
I did not cry,
I didn't cry either.
It's okay. I don't have to cry for a movie to be good. It was good.
I know.
I thought
but
it had
my...
a great message. I thought it was fun. I thought it was visually stunning and beautiful.
I think so too. The animation just gets better and better.
Well, that's how that works, baby. You know, really figured something out every time. A little bit more angles or something. I don't know how that pixels, baby. They'd be doing it.
I mean, isn't it weird that you used to have like crushes on Aladdin and now people get to have like a crush on like a fully conceptualized Pixar character?
Hey, Aladdin was hot. Aladdin remains hot. Are you talking about like the dad from Inside Out?
No, I saw a tweet. Yeah, I saw a tweet that said, oh God, what's the meme about like comparing things? I don't know. It was
okay, girl.
It was the dad from Inside Out. And then it was a crush on the barber in Soul.
Oh, right.
It was very, did he walk so he could run? You know, my shtick.
I watched Beetlejuice for the first time.
Oh my God. Also, the day after your 30th birthday, when we were in the hotel by that festival, we all watched Beetlejuice in bed that day. So where were you?
I slept through that. I'm pretty sure. I must have because I was watching it for the first time the other day. It's a fun flick, I would say.
Yeah.
I love kooky, ooky, spooky.
Yeah.
They took big swings.
And
they delivered. I don't know if it was a home run, but they definitely got to third base at least, you know?
Yeah, I liked it. It's got Moira, it's got Moira Rose.
As the fumbling doctor.
I watched literally telling someone the story about the bumbling doctor.
I've said that like literally every day this week. I made Hudson watch that recently.
That's very funny because I was literally just telling a friend about how often you and I quote that. Classic.
I watched
Cola Scola.
I watched The Goonies for the first time.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
And did you love it? The Goonies is iconic, classic, wonderful, delightful, amazing, funny, great, inspirational, sickening. No?
I watched
this is
it.
Our
I liked
time.
It.
Down
I thought it was
here.
Fun.
This yeah. is our time now down here.
Okay,
that's
okay, okay.
their
yeah.
turn up there.
Jesus. I watched it and I enjoyed it, but then I was like nearing the end and I was like, you know what? I understand and validate that I'm enjoying this experience. I will finish it another time. Right now I want to doze off. So I did.
That's so stupid. You are so
I'm going to watch
dumb.
The second half another day.
You are so dumb. Andy,
I can't start movies at night.
You goonie.
Is that a quote?
Did you make it to the guy in the freezer that likes Rocky Road?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I mean, kind
God.
Of maybe.
Oh,
I don't
my
remember.
God. Oh, my God. I'm so disappointed in you.
Hey, and then I watched Antebellum. Have you seen that shit?
No.
Whew.
Spooky
it's,
Ookie?
Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
It's, how do I describe it? It's like a thriller.
Is it Spooky Ookie?
It's like, well, yes, it's scary. It has to do with, well, I don't want to spoil anything because there's like twists and things.
Yeah, don't spoil it like I just did with The Goonies for you 35 years later.
It has to do with, I'm trying to see if I can find like a description.
A plot
a successful
summary?
A successful author finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality and must uncover the mind-bending mystery before it's too late.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, I think
I liked it. Gabourey Sidibe is in it.
Really?
As a very
the
unlikable
bumbling
character.
Doctor?
She was bumbling and she was fumbling. The character was very unlikable. Everything that she did, I was like, oh, that was unpleasant. She was doing things to be like an assertive character or like, I don't know, like speaking her mind or something, but she was very rude to a lot of people. And I'm like, I had to remind myself that it was just a character.
Did you ever watch Difficult People?
Yes, I loved it. I wished that there were more seasons.
Same. I was going to say, I've been wondering what she's been up to since that.
Well, Antebellum.
Haven't seen it.
You'll have to see it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you have fun in PV for New Year's?
Shut the hell up. I didn't go to PV. Hey, but I did feel, you know what? Here's my question. Yeah. Do you follow Gays Over COVID?
And you introduced me to it a long time ago when it only had a few thousand subscribers or followers.
Well, girl, and in the past week, it has blown up. It has gone from 10,000 followers to 80,000, I think. Because of gays doing shenanigans. The long story short of it is it's basically a compilation expose Instagram account where people can submit to whoever runs it, like people, gays specifically, who are not abiding by the rules that are in place for the pandemic. And so it's people that are like traveling around, hosting huge circuit parties, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And it has caused like a real stir
in the gay community.
A civil war, to be honest. It's a real
is this our gay civil war?
I think it's definitely a moment of division and divisiveness. But a lot of the people that are being exposed on Gays Over COVID are saying that it's Gays Over COVID who is causing the divisiveness. But I just need to assert that I believe that anybody that is doing actions that should not be doing those actions are the reason for the season, not the person exposing the behavior.
Did you see there was a $500 bounty on the head of whoever runs Gays Over COVID?
$500? Not even a full stimulus check.
I saw somebody tweet, Mitch McConnell even offered more than that.
$500? How much is a ticket to PV? They really couldn't like scramble a little bit more than that. $500, girl.
I don't even trust it. But I saw there was some gay from San Francisco. One of my friends sent me a different story of some gay from San Francisco who had COVID earlier this year and apparently had it really bad and had to do a GoFundMe to help pay for his medical bills. And he was like fucking down there.
I will validate that we do not know everyone's antibody status. We don't know, you know, all of the people. It's very nuanced. There's a lot of specifics per person. But if you're traveling to another country during a pandemic, it is colonizer behavior. It is unnecessary travel. It is creating a culture in which it is normalized to travel. So even if you are one person who will not be spreading it or getting it during your travels, you are participating in a culture that normalizes us not abiding by the rules, and thus the reason we have the issues that we have right now with COVID, which is 100% occupancy in hospitals, no ICU beds, morgues overflowing. It's like, girl, read the room. Do you really need to travel and spend all that money to stand in a crowded room to sweat together just to spread COVID? No, you stay home or do something that is not COVID super spreader.
Like
it's not that challenging.
Like play Smash Brothers.
Sure. Or go to the desert. See nobody.
Animal Crossing.
Well, a lot of people are having problems with Gays Over COVID because it's like they say that shaming doesn't work. And I don't know how you feel, but I feel like creating a culture that holds each other accountable for our actions creates a deterrence for people that might be thinking about going to participate in something like that. I've heard from multiple people that were like, oh yeah, I was gonna go to PV, but then I was like, oh, like that would be a very dumb move.
Problematic.
Socially. Yeah, it's problematic.
Not just
like the impact of like spreading coronavirus amongst our community and to communities that are outside of the US. Like, it's also dumb. What are you doing?
I agree. I just hope that people unfollow any of these idiots and stop like giving them a platform and stop thirsting over gays who have bad behavior and do things in poor taste.
I have, it's been a challenging year because I feel like over the course of your life, you slowly get to see sometimes, unfortunately, people's true colors of where they stand on certain issues or their level of empathy for strangers or the others or even themselves. And 2020 was a real rude awakening for me, really culminating in the new year, seeing everyone that was traveling, because so many people I know and have enjoyed in the past, enjoyed being friends or acquaintances with, are showing their true colors of, you know, not caring. And it's like, it's upsetting to me and my girls.
That's what I was like talking about with my therapist was just, cause he was like asking, this was over the summer and when things were a little better, asking if I had done any like socially distanced dates and that sort of thing, or like outside park dates. And I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm finding that just talking to some people on some of the apps makes me realize very quickly that we're not a match because our behaviors don't line up with how we're handling the pandemic. And I was saying like, it's a refreshing because you get a red flag very early on.
It is a litmus
test,
quick.
And you can just, I don't know, you can just weed out any sort of thing that you want. And it's like, you're right. I would rather find this out now than like spend some time with somebody and then find out that.
I mean, I've dated people where like months and months into it, I start to get a real glimpse of their like character or how they approach strangers or issues that they have just in general. This is like you can really understand a person quickly.
Yeah.
Based on like, did you go to PV for New Year's? Got it. Okay, understood.
This very attractive person had matched me on like Hinge or something, and they like sent me a message going off about how the gyms in San Francisco were closed. And it just sounded so incredibly tone deaf, and I just unmatched like immediately.
Listen, it's obviously it's nuanced. I would love to know what y'all think. I feel like gays were, it was a moment. It was a very polarizing moment. Some people feel like I have seen critique of like, okay, well, gays over COVID is exposing parties and sending police to break it up. But it's the same people that would say defund the police. It's like, okay, well, just because I live in a system where police are the only solution to stopping a deadly super spreader event doesn't mean that I also don't want to defund the police at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's, I don't know. It is very complicated and, I think it's a mess. And it's urgent. It's not like this is something we can calmly discuss and figure out slowly. It's like, this is a urgent issue where enough people are dying every single day where it's like accountability is necessary.
What's with all the people in Los Angeles driving in from the like surrounding areas and like taking over Ralph's and Air One with no masks and like
going into the
grocery stores and being like, no masks.
Anti-maskers doing like, at Air One doing like a demonstration. I'm like, girl, get a hobby. What,
like, I was over flash mobs to begin with. I don't need a no mask flash mob.
Oh no.
To nickelback inside of my Air One.
It's so embarrassing. It's America is a fucking dumpster fire.
I had to send my mom the clips of the people at Air One because when I lived in LA and she visited me, my mom really loved that grocery store. I said, Mom, not in your Air One.
It's been taken over. Ugh. Hey, did you see the latest? We have two things to discuss about Drag Race. Did you watch the first episode of season 13?
Yes, of course, my horse.
Okay, and what'd you think? I did not like the format.
I did. I saw a lot of people on Twitter complaining. I saw a lot of the gays because I have a group thread called Fuck My Drag with like 8 to 10 sissies and we all discuss what's the happenings. It used to be the crew that we watched it with, but obviously now we all watch on our own and then text afterward. It was a very heated debate. I honestly said I would much rather watch all of the lip syncs and like get to know people's personality that way, because like some of these queens make it to the end sometimes and don't even ever have to lip sync. Like, and I think it's just depends on how high of a regard you hold the importance of lip syncing to your drag queen aesthetic. And like for me, like that's something that I love and that's something that I appreciate watching girls do well. Anywho, I didn't mind it. I thought we actually got to know the people a little bit better versus them like making a dress out of like bubble gum and pool noodles and like somebody going home because they can't sew a skirt. You know, I would I'm serious. I would much rather watch those lip syncs.
I appreciated wanting to see everyone lip sync because if I got halfway through the season and somebody that cannot lip sync, period, got it that far just because they didn't make it to the bottom two, that's annoying. That's frustrating because like you can paint, but like the show is about being well-rounded.
What season was Charlie Hyde's on and she made it, I don't know, she was probably eliminated fourth or fifth or whatever, but it's like, the fact that she just stood up there and didn't even try or lip sync at all. It's like, I felt like you took a spot from four other queens. So
but
I'd rather them prove it early.
I think they could have, I think they could have had the same effect of having everyone lip sync without it being two verse, two verse, two verse. You know what I mean? Like, it just got, it was really long and repetitive in that way. So I think had they done like sets of three or four the entire time, we could have gotten a lot. I think it would have been quicker, and I would have appreciated more interaction of queens amongst themselves as opposed to one and one the entire time. I did like them showing like the whole group at the end, but girl, in what world do they think all those girls are all going home? Like, I didn't want to play that shtick.
I know. And I mean, obviously it's like probably when you're told that on the stage and then you're walking off, you might think that, but the second they rounded the corner and saw another girl sitting there, obviously you knew something else was up. My only complaint was that if it's now going to a vote, which is the cliffhanger for episode two, then like, I feel like it was an unfair advantage for the girls who went first because they got to build rapport with the other queens. And as somebody who loves reality TV shows where people have to vote each other's asses out, you can easily be like, that bitch was the last one to walk in the room. We don't know her. Let's vote her out. And that's how I feel.
I agree. And looking at the people that are in the bottom, it's like if you have maybe if you're from the same city or you know each other,
right,
it's like real quick alliance right off the bat. I do have to say I did not agree with some of the wins. Like, I appreciate some of these queens, but for example, Gottmik.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I didn't think Gottmik won either.
Gottmik, if you're listening, I think that you can really serve a look, but I am really under the impression that you do not perform. You do not go to the, you know, like a lot of queens, this is their daily, weekly gig. It doesn't have to be yours, but you should practice performing if you're going on Drag Race.
It felt like it took them a lot to, like, they did some moves and splits and kicks and stuff, but it all felt a little clunky. It felt like, and I feel like the camera deliberately like zoomed in on them, like struggling to get into the split or struggling to like get out of it. It did feel clunky.
I am a little bored of queens faking out doing a stunt.
Bitch,
like Monet Exchange did it once.
So
it was
dumb.
Funny then, but like, I don't want to see somebody almost do a death drop and then be like, oh,
who
I can't
was
do that?
That. Candy Muse?
I don't know. And I don't care. It's like, if the shtick the entire time is that you are unable to do things, girl, you want to win by telling me you can't do shit? Invest the time to learn how to do the shit or come up with something that you can do. You don't have to do a death drop. You don't have to do the splits. Come up with something you can do. Don't advertise to the entire audience that you can't do something.
Yeah.
I just find that boring, and the joke has already been done.
I saw people on our Discord saying that they did not think Olivia Lux beat Rosé. And it took everything. I didn't chime in on the Discord because I didn't want to start an argument, but I hands down thought Olivia Lux for sure beat Rosé. That's all I wanted to say.
I have to say, my main takeaway from Olivia Lux is what a stunning human out of drag. Stunning.
I'm sorry, but Olivia Lux.
And in drag.
The personality just like is there for me. That is somebody I would want to be friends with. That is somebody who I would want to be in the same room with. I was trying to think of like my top three after episode one. And I honestly think it was Simone was like beautiful, gorgeous, radiant, stunning, glowing on the runway. Her skin looked perfection. Her wig was incredible.
Legs.
Her legs were shining. Her and Olivia Lux were like my fave two after episode one. I'm trying to think of who my third was. I mean, I did like Candy. Muse, I don't want the personality to cross over into like too much.
Listen, they're drag queens. I don't mind if something is too much. That's the whole fucking gig. But
you don't think
some of them are a bit cocky and annoying. I hope that they kind of chill out a second.
Why do these queens show up from New York City with the biggest fucking ego ever? I hate it.
Because, baby, I think some of these New York queens are New Yorkers first, which already is like, you know, New Yorkers they have a feeling about being from New York. And then on top of that, it's like, it is a cutthroat environment for drag, I would say.
I agree, but it's like, they're all like, oh, you only do 1 gig a night? Bitch, New York City is the city that never sleeps. Of course, there's millions of people there who are going out every night. If you live in fucking the Midwest or in the South, like, bars are only open on the weekends for drag shows that are going to actually get a crowd.
I loved Utica or Utica. How do you say it?
I say Utica, but Michigan has a Utica, and that's how we pronounce it there.
Utica Queen. I think she might be in my top three right now.
Girl.
She was fun, funny, did not take herself too seriously. Like, that's the gig for me.
I said she is Evie Oddly meets Thorgeir Thor with a hint of Katya.
Nobody likes all the comparisons, but that's like kind of the references we have to do to kind of remember them and categorize them as what kind of queens they are. Utica, I think, delivered, but she lost in the lip sync to Gottmik, so I don't know.
And I'm terrified that they're going to vote her ass out first because she's based on
she's kooky.
No, based on the clips that they showed and based on Untucked, if you watched it, she was the quietest one. And maybe that's just how they edited it. Maybe none of her stories were as compelling as some of the others, but I was like, girl, speak up or they're going to vote you out for being quiet.
Do you have anything else about Drag Race, the first episode?
No. I think we've hit the zhuzh. We can discuss it on the Discord.
And if you'd like to hear our full rundown of all of the queens, we watched all of them, the Meet the Queens clips before the season started and did a bonus episode on the Patreon for Psychobabble.
Yes. So you can head over there and listen.
If you want that, it's like a long rundown of what we thought of season 13 queens. So if you want that, you can go find it on the Patreon.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Two other things happened with our drag queens this week. Number one, gays over COVID. Did you see there were a couple queens in Puerto Vallarta?
I did see that.
And when called out,
I
one
didn't
queen
see
in
the
particular
aftermath.
Said,
"Who name names?
Shangela."
Yeah, I saw.
I believe
I saw a clip of her there or a picture of her there.
I saw somebody say that she said, like on an Instagram live or something, responding to it all, that she's not bringing that type of negativity into 2021. And it's like, oh my God, like,
girl.
So that's that.
All right.
And then the only other thing that I wanted to bring up about queens is, did you see the drama between Trinity the Tuck and Farrah Moan?
No.
So Trinity the Tuck, who I love... who I loved watching, I loved rooting for, who I appreciate. I think she's hilarious. She was going off about how drag queens are essential workers and like she has to do these high profile gigs that bring a lot of people together because it's like she can't not because she's an essential worker and she has to work. And then Farrah Moan was like, girl, you're a drag queen. Like there's a lot of people that are essential workers. We are not one of them.
I mean,
and then Trinity blocked Farrah Moan.
Oh God, I know it's such a debate of I don't know. And every state's doing it differently. I've seen this discussion a lot, honestly, and specifically around some of the like drag queens Insta stories who've still been like doing performances and doing like drive-in performances and wearing masks and still like having bar events with just their face painted in one of those face shields. Same thing. It's like on Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's like they're wearing it. And I'm sorry, but it feels just performative. Like it doesn't feel like they're actually taking precautions. It feels like they're just wearing it so that they don't get called out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're still like doing certain behaviors that like hugging and kissing each other's cheeks and just things that you shouldn't be doing.
I have not been to a drag show all year, so I can't really report on what I think is the safety of it all or if they're doing the precautions or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I can pretty confidently say that drag queens are not essential workers in the same way a YouTuber is not an essential worker. A podcaster is not an essential worker. Like an essential worker, baby, a hospital person, you know, like a fucking, I would say a grocery store person. Like the things that everybody needs, the people that are putting themselves in danger. Entertainment is special and important and part of culture and we need it for joy. But girl, there are many ways to do drag that a lot of drag queens are doing, whether it's online, whether it's doing, you know, hosting your drag Sunday bingo, whatever the hell, on a Zoom. Like there are ways to do it. And if you feel essential, you will find ways to do it in those ways. And I think it was pretty tone deaf, I guess is the term, for Trinity to act as if like there are so many queens that are struggling way more than somebody who just won All Stars.
Yeah.
So like, I have a hard time. I know everyone is struggling. Everyone's trying to do their thing. Everyone's trying to do their art and make it safe and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, the good news is my mom, who is an essential worker, she got her first vaccine.
Hey, and
she sent a family group text and it said, the caption said, I did a thing. And I said, ooh, oh, look at this millennial Instagram social media.
Good
influencer.
For her. Okay, so she got the first shot or what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Because she is an essential worker.
Yeah, I saw some gays who got their first shot and then 2 days later were in PV. But let me just say for the record, when you get vaccinated, when you get the vaccination, when you get that vaccination station Rhythm Nation, your first shot does not mean you're vaccinated. Does not mean you're completely safe. You have to get a second shot depending on the vaccine, but the second shot and then the chances of getting it are way reduced, but there's still risks involved. So read the fine print of the situation. Not to say don't get the vaccine. Get the vaccine, but don't think that you're immediately covered as soon as you get the vaccine, because I saw some people be like, "Oh, I got the vaccine." I'm like, "It hasn't even been around for enough time for it to be in effect and for you to act like you are
invincible.
So that's that. Congrats to your mom though.
I was so excited. Such a relief.
Hey, you know what else we did this week that was fun?
What?
We had our very first Patreon hangout.
Oh, with the Gassy Gussy Girls.
With the Gassy Gussy Girls.
Yeah. It was
I loved it.
Quite the live stream gossip sesh.
So if you have checked out our Patreon for the podcast, you will see that there are different levels that you can sign up for. All of the levels get you entry into the Discord community. So feel free to join at any level so you could join us over there. It's like a fun little chat room where we discuss anything and everything. And but one of the levels is Gassy Gussy Girls. And those people, we do an exclusive hangout sesh. And what we discovered during our first hangout session with the Gassy Gussy Girls is I think that we're a coven.
We really are.
I think we're our own little witch community. So if you're looking for a coven to join, honey, hit us up. Join us over there.
It was good times. Great oldies.
The main discussion, of course, was gushers.
Was our ravioli gushers, our hot pockets,
which we promised
gushers.
Them we would bring up to the general public on the Psychobabble podcast. So we tried to divide the categories of gushers in the world. There's gushers, and then there's ravioli, which is like a savory gusher.
But is a jelly donut a gusher?
Oh, absolutely. I would say, yeah.
Do you think to the aliens were gushers?
Oh, absolutely. I would say, yeah. Yeah, hey, definitely. Another movie I just watched, Total Recall. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I've caught it.
I think you should.
Is it
Arnold
about
Schwarzenegger
aliens?
As the fumbling doctor.
Is it aliens?
Yes, there's aliens.
Oh, I always thought Total Recall was like, what's that Bruce Willis Die Hard movie?
No, no, no. It's similar, though. It's like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a lot. They go to Mars.
Oh, shit.
And I don't want to spoil it, but.
Yeah, don't.
You should watch it. It's like 80s dumb, ridiculous. It's good.
I can't
it's
wait
fun.
To watch it, and then we can have a total recap.
Hey, I do think I'm a gusher. No, I mean, like, humans are gushers in the way that gushers are gushers.
That's why I hate frogs, because they just burst. If you, like, step down one, it just bursts. It's like a gusher.
Well,
a frog is for sure a gusher.
Is a pimple a gusher?
Absolutely.
The pimple is the spot in which a human is a gusher.
Well, we're gushers, but pimples are also gushers.
Are corn dogs gushers?
Yes.
No, I don't think so, because I think it needs to be a liquidation inside.
So a liquid, like uncrustable?
Uncrustable is a gusher. A corn dog is not a gusher.
Jelly donut, gusher.
Pot sticker, depends on what's inside. Could
Ooh,
be gushing.
What is a jalapeno popper a gusher?
Oh, absolutely.
And
mozzarella
stick.
Yes.
Yeah, I always call them cheese sticks and people yell at me because they say the deep fried ones are mozzarella sticks and cheese sticks are just the ones that you're supposed to pull and peel. But I bite them. I bite them. I bite my cheese sticks.
Okay,
I know
girl.
I know it's a big discussion.
I actually don't care. You can do that.
I bite my cheese sticks. I just want you all to know.
I had my first honey bun.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Not a gusher, though.
Not a gusher. I had it, we packed two for our New Year's trip and I was like, oh my God, this sounds so good. And I tried it and it was incredible.
Well, I'm happy for you, baby.
I had seen it previously in Gaga and Beyonce Telephone, but I had never dabbled.
Well, congratulations, Shayla. Welcome to 2021.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to discuss today?
Pierogies are gushers.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch the Harry Styles music video?
For Treat People With Kindness? I skimmed it. I saw
a lot of
people tweeting it, and I skimmed it. You know, I love the Fine Line era. I love that album from H to T Henny.
Well, I thought it was fun. Will it make the Power Hour music video Power Hour? I don't know.
Oof, I got to make a 2019 Power Hour and a 2020 Power Hour still.
Baby, get with it.
It just takes up a lot of room on my computer.
I validate. Get a new computer.
I should. We'll see what the new year holds.
I started Animal Crossing.
I heard. Who are your first two neighbors? That's all I want to know.
A billy goat.
Which one?
I think.
I can look.
And maybe a, who's the other one? I don't really remember. I started on Twitch.
Yeah.
twitch.tv/TaiTaiOakley if you'd like to follow. I've been playing Pokemon Go on there, but I also started Animal Crossing and it was so much fun, but the setup for my island was like, took me forever. It took me like an hour to like name my island.
What did you name it?
Widdidajo.
What?
We did a show.
Oh my God. Wait, drag name?
Welcome
for
We did a show.
A drag name for a dog.
What?
Joe Bitem.
Okay, sure.
Joe Bitem.
Yeah, and I got cherries on my trees.
Oh, you got cherries. How nice.
Yeah.
Wait, so if you got a billy goat jock, there's only one, so, and his name's Billy.
Okay, that might be him.
And his birthday is very close to yours, March 25th.
Ooh.
You don't even know the other one you got?
I haven't played since I was playing on Twitch, so I will have to relook at that.
I guess I'll have to go to your Twitch. I'll just ask the people in the Discord who Tyler's first two neighbors are.
Honestly, they might know. Making my character's face was very fun. I gave her one tooth.
Her?
She got... Well, him. Well, it's, I haven't figured out who I am
What did
am
you
yet.
Name your character?
Ty-Ty Oakley. Or I think just Ty-Ty.
I was like,
every time I play a video game, my character's name is Ty-Ty.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you can give him a last name.
Anyway. Ugh.
Well, I guess I'll look up that Twitch stream. I was very curious the other night of who your neighbors were because, oh yeah, we have to end this podcast because I actually need to go neighbor hunting right now.
Okay, okay, okay. Is there anything else you want to discuss? Anything you need to say or give a shout out to or complain about?
No, just that I love everyone. I hope you had a happy and a safe new year. I hope wonderful, kind things happen to you in 2021. I hope your year is full of love and support and only wishing good things for you and positivity.
Love that.
Thanks.
That's stunning. That's beautiful. And we were going to do a 2021 predictions, but Corey and I decided we wanted more time to come up with some predictions. So we, I think we're going to head over to the Discord after this. If you join us on the Discord, we're going to start a little, maybe a little thread so we can come up with some categories for predictions, perhaps,
or people you want predictions for.
Yes, that would be that. That's what we're going to do over there. So head on over to the Patreon if you want to join us on the Discord. And Corey, can people find you?
Oh, you can find me not in Puerto Vallarta.
Mm.
That's where you can find me.
Oh, nice, cool. You can find me. Where can you find me? You can find me as the bouncer at the next wedding you attend, not letting any children in.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Stay the fuck out. Maybe all weddings should have like a little little hut that children, like a playpen.
That they sit in outside.
Yeah. Well, kind of like a timeout.
Yeah, I like that. That's far nice. Away from the dance floor, far away from the food.
Children dancing on the dance floor. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
But don't you want like a kid standing on your feet, dancing on your shoes?
Absolutely not. Get the hell out of here.
All right, later.
A child dancing to Brown Eyed Girl at a wedding. It's like, or single ladies.
I was just going to say single ladies. You plucked it right out of my brain.
I will accidentally punt it.
Oh, shit.
On the other side of the reception.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Gotta go. Later. Love ya.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See you on the Discord.